Praise the name of the Lord. Are we in church today? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, shall we open our Bible as we take our text from the book of Esther? God is going to speak to us. He's going to speak to our situation from the book of Esther this morning. Esther chapter 2. Quickly, Esther chapter 2. Beloved, we'll read together from verse 15 to 20. Are we in Esther chapter 2? And as is customary for us, we're going to read together. So can we stand up as we read the word of God together? Esther 2, 15 to 20. Let us read. 1, 2, let's go. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abiel, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus to his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he sent the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless this word. Every knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Lord, that is about to come forth, Lord, you deliver it to the people in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. Beloved, let's have a seat. The title that I've given to the message today is Secure Your Place. Secure Your Place. Beloved, we are a peculiar people. That is what Bible calls us. A royal priesthood and a holy nation. That is what God has called every one of his children. Beloved, know that you are peculiar. You are not ordinary. And it's so that you can show forth the glory of our Father. He has made us kings and he has made us priests. And then he has appointed us into places for us to occupy. A lot of us he has placed in prominent positions, whether we know it or not. Beloved, do not despise where you are at the moment. God has placed you in that position. He has put you in that place for a purpose. And because he has put us in those places, God intends that we guide that which he has given to us. That which he has given to us in his sight is so precious. And it is the way that we guide and we keep precious things that God expects us to keep, that which is the place that he has given to every of his children. Beloved, remember that when God placed Adam in the garden, God put him in the garden and he says, keep this, tend it. God wanted him to look at it as precious. God wanted him to protect it. That was the place that God had placed him. It was a place that God had appointed for him. Adam was meant to guard that. And God has a reason why he puts us in places and he expects us, every of his children, every child, to guard and to keep. Why? Because what he has given to you is precious. What he has given to you is good. What he has given to you is a treasure. And we are meant to treasure whatever place that God has placed every one of us in. now. Also, because we have an adversary, there's someone who does not want us to enjoy the place where God has put us in. So he's contending at every opportunity that he is given, because you have to give him opportunity before he can even get in. That was the story of Adam. Because the enemy was given a chance, he was able to come in and he was able to destroy the place. He was able to contaminate that which God had given to the man and the woman. And that was why they were sent out of their place. So God wants us to keep, to treasure, to protect the things that he has placed in our hands. The places or the place that he has given unto us. Why do nations build defense ministries? Why do they protect their borders and keep things that they have within? Because they know that it is important. It is of vital importance that they monitor and they defend their territory. They treasure that which God has given to them, the people, the resources, everything. And we know that there's a country at the moment who is saying that they want to build a wall because they do not want interference from other people. They are treasuring the place that God has given unto them. Beloved, you are a nation. You are a holy people. God intends that you protect that which he has given unto you. Praise the name of the Lord. He intends that we defend it. Defend that which God has given to you. Do not despise it. Do not trivialize it. Do not say, what is this? This is all that I have. Yes, what you have is what God intends for you to have at that particular time. You have an education. Your parents have sent you to school. Treasure it. Do not look down on it and say, oh, I'm in a public school. My parents ought to have sent me to a private school. Or perhaps you're in a private school. And then you say, oh, my parents ought to have sent me abroad. Children of God, we need to protect that and defend that which God has given unto us. What about our dreams and our visions? God has given us dreams. He has given us visions. We need to protect it as well. It is the place where God intends to protect and God intends to promote, to take you to the top. Child of God, God gave Joseph a dream. He protected that dream. The way that he went about it, telling his brothers at every opportunity that he had, you would know that he treasured that which God wanted to do in his life. Despite all that happened to him, and even all that happened to him was to bring about what God wanted to do in his life. God has given you a dream. He has given you a vision. It has been prophesied unto you. Then we must guard it. We must guard it. We must water it until it comes to pass. And that vision will be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. So the things that God has ordained and orchestrated, as we were being exhorted yesterday, do not be distracted. Don't be distracted. Focus on where you are going. Be at the place where God has ordained that you be. It is the right place, beloved. Stay in that place. Strange things may happen, but if God is in that place, then you are fine. You're okay. Adam was given a place. He was given a position. But because he did not apply the wisdom of God to that place, we know that it ended the way that he ended. And why was that? God gave him a secret. Beloved, in the places where God has put every one of us in, God would give you the secret and the wisdom concerning how you are to keep it. Now, that secret is not meant to be shared with somebody who God did not speak to, or people that God did not send you to. Adam shared that secret. He shared it with the enemy. And that was why the enemy was able to contaminate and to destroy and to pull it down and to rubbish that which God has done and what God was about to do in his life. There are things about our places or our positions that have secrets attached to them. It is between you and God. Keep it to yourself. Guard it. Protect it. The Bible reading that we took today, the text in the book of Esther chapter 2. Now, before Esther, we know that there was a queen called Vashti. Vashti, the queen before Esther, did not regard her position. She did not respect it. She knew the laws of the land. She knew the laws of the place that she had been put in. She knew that any time that the king called to her, it was expected of her to appear before the king. And so that we have it even now. To respect positions of those in leadership, those in authority. And we know that when the king sent for Vashti, Bible says that she refused. She refused to attend to the call of the king. And that was how Esther came upon the scene. Now, Esther had been trained. Mordecai had been tutoring her. And when she was chosen among every other young lady or girl, God was taking her to that place to secure the place of the Jews. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a reason. So when Vashti refused to honor the king, she displayed a lack of wisdom. Let's look at Psalm 109 and verse 8 concerning how God changes things. Psalm 109. Now, when Vashti did what she did, Bible says in Psalm 109 and verse 8, it says, let his days be few and let another take his office. Office, we can interpret it to be the place. Now, when Vashti refused, what did she do? She had cut herself short, and another had to take her place. Esther came to take her place. Praise the name of the Lord. She did not see the need to secure her position. Beloved, wherever God has put you in, God is saying to you today, you need to secure your position. No other person will take your place in the name of Jesus. God has placed us in positions and in places of prominence as his children, as his beloved. And he expects us to exhibit the graces. You know, there's a grace attached to being a queen. God has made us kings and we're also queens. There are graces. He expects us to exhibit and to carry God in a very gracious manner, such that when he sends for us, when God sends for us, when the king sends for you, beloved, it is not for you to refuse, but it's for you to attend to whatever God is saying. So securing our places, our position, it requires certain things. It requires some things. As children of God, securing our place requires respect. We need to show respect for one another. We need to show respect for even the position that we occupy. We need to show respect for the people who placed us there. We need to show respect for the God who made it possible for you to be in that place. We need to show respect for our relationships, family relationships, marital relationships, educational, academic, whatever it is, we need to show respect. You need to show that you're carrying the Holy Ghost. You're a carrier of God. You know what God is all about. But we see in the story, in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 2, it says that Vashti disrespected the king. Disrespected the king. Disrespected his position. Now, she did not do it quietly. She did not do it, the two of them were together. She did it publicly. It was counted to her for what? A public disgrace. And because of her action, a law was made in the land. Because of somebody's disrespect, a law was made so that so many other people, so many other women would not go that way. The counselors went to the king and said, let us make a decree that Vashti be banished immediately. And she was banished because of disrespect, because of disgrace. She disgraced. She was considered immediately an unworthy example. And they said, we don't want our women to start behaving like this. This woman, even though she's at the top, has not shown example for the younger ones to emulate. So let us take her away. Let another occupy her place. Let another occupy her office. Let's bring somebody else to the throne that knows how to behave, that knows how to comport herself, that will show respect to the king. Securing your place requires that at all times you listen to good counsel. For you to secure your place, you must have somebody who is counseling you. Esther was able to attain that position because she continued to listen to her uncle, Mordecai. Even after she had been made queen, she still continued. In that Esther 2, Bible records that she continued to listen to Mordecai. She continued to listen to her uncle. She didn't say, now I'm the queen. Why do I want to listen to my uncle? What does he know? She continued to listen. She continued to take good counsel from her uncle. Bible says that in the multitude of counsel, there is what? There is safety. That was where safety was for Esther. That was where her safety was. We also find that Esther accepted the advice of a eunuch that was placed with the maidens. Bible records that she did everything that this eunuch advised her to do. Don't eat this food. Don't wear this clothes. Wear this one. Don't go to this place. That was all she did. She trained herself. She had been trained by her uncle, and then she trained herself. She was always listening to good advice. Praise the Lord. So when we are in our place or the places that God has sent us to, it requires that we surround ourselves with people who will give us counsel. Where do you get counsel? From the Word of God. Where do you get counsel? From the house of God. From the people of God. Those that God has impacted to direct you in the path of life. You don't get to the place and say, now I'm the king and now I'm the queen. I won't go to church again. Now I've reached this position. What do I want to be doing in church? What does the pastor know? What does the pastor know about leading people, maybe in governance and all? No. That is where, in that place that you ought to bury yourself, to be with God, to be at his beck and call at all times. We also find that when trouble now happened in the kingdom, when there was trouble, to secure Esther's place, to secure her position, she turned to God. She turned to God, she called her maidens, and she said, let us fast, let us pray. So securing our place requires God first. God first. God all the time. God, what should we do? God, what should I do? I'm in this place. There are issues in this place where you've put me. What must I do? How do I go about it? You begin to open the books in fasting. So securing our place and our places requires that we go to God. We seek him in fasting and in prayers. Esther 4 and verse 16. Esther chapter 4 and verse 16. Chapter 4 and verse 16. Beloved, this is what Esther said. She said, go and gather thyself. Go and gather together all the Jews at Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maid and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. And if I must die, I must die. Praise the name of the Lord. So, securing our place, it requires. Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of God. And I believe that it was the Spirit of God who led Esther to do what she did, to raise a 3 days fast. Matthew 17:21 also tells us, it says, this type of things or issues cannot go, they cannot live except by fasting and by prayer. Let's look at Matthew 17. When issues come in that place where God has ordained us to be, and we turn to God in the book of Matthew, beloved, Matthew 17 and verse 21, it says to us, issues. It goeth not. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. In our places of prominence, in our places of importance, in our positions, in our workplaces, wherever it is, he said, some things cannot go except you fast and you pray. And that was how Esther was able to get the host of heaven. The host of heaven supported her after she did that act. Because we would notice from scriptures in the book of Esther, after she had told Mordecai that, okay, you've given me this advice. You've told me that I'm in this place for a time as this. This is what I'm going to do. What did we see next? There was an issue that had happened. Something that Mordecai had done in the past. And the king had forgotten totally about it. He did not recall that it was this same Mordecai that Haman had presented or was about to present to be killed that had saved this same king from being assassinated. Now, when Esther fasted and prayed, I believe she activated something in the heavenly place. Bible recalls, he said, unknown to Esther, that the king could not sleep. He was troubled. The king could not sleep. And because he could not sleep, he went into his records and was just looking at it, looking at it, and looking at it. And the Holy Spirit now directed him that on so-so-so date, a guy called Mordecai saved you from being assassinated. And he called his assistants. What did we do for this person? What was done for this person who did this, who saved me? And they said nothing. They didn't do anything. And that was what brought a turnaround in the whole story. Praise the name of the Lord. Because somebody fasted and somebody prayed. Beloved, when you fast, when you pray, you're securing your place in God and with God. Praise the name of the Lord. You're securing your place with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, we are still going to pray. I'm just sharing one or two things. Securing our place requires also that we continue to do good. We do good. In that position where you find yourself, in the place where God has placed you, it is required of you. Do good, not evil. Mordecai was in that place. Even before he was elevated, even before Esther was elevated, his niece, he had done good to the house of the king. And he didn't stop. Even when they didn't give him anything, he continued. And he was rewarded for it. The good that he did was remembered at the appropriate time. Beloved, sometimes we think, oh, I did this, I did that, I've been doing this. And we think that God has forgotten. No, the record is there. The day that the record would be checked and the reward will be given is coming. Praise the name of the Lord. But continue to do good. Your account is being credited with the good. God is building it up so that when you are about, you'll be rewarded. It's not going to be a small reward. Do we know that at the end of the day, what happened to Mordecai? He became the prime minister. And this was somebody that would have been killed, was about to be killed. He became the prime minister. Praise the name of the Lord. So continue to do the good, to secure your place. Do the good that you know how to do. Do not do evil. Do the good to everybody that you know, the ones that you do not know, to your family. Do good. Because when Haman's plot was that he built, where he wanted to murder the Jews, is the same place that he himself was executed. Also, his estate, the estate of Haman, was given to Queen Esther. And that would also have rubbed off on Mordecai. Praise the name of the Lord. So securing your place, it requires, as a child of God, that we begin to follow in all this and even to do more. That we seek God with all our hearts. We do not look at what our friends and other people are doing. And you say, after all, my friend doesn't go to church. My friend doesn't do this. But still, he's been blessed. He's been promoted. Beloved, you need to check the scriptures to see what will become of such people. Praise the name of the Lord. What is God saying to us, children of God? Child of God, what is God saying to you? Guard that which he has given to you as a child of God. Guard that place. Protect it. When Esther became queen, she didn't act foolishly. All she did, she took counsel. Everything that her uncle told her, this is the right thing to do. You need to do it. The Jews are about to be murdered. The Jews are about to be exterminated. The Jews are about to be wiped out, the whole race. Esther, you are there for a purpose. You are in that place, not just to sit pretty. Because if the plan of Haman should succeed, it would also affect you. That was what she heard. That was what she heard. And he said, this is the time that you use your position, you use your place, the place that God has elevated you to help your people and help yourself. So the place where God has placed us in, where he has put us in, it is for us to guard. It is for us to defend that which he has given to every one of us. It is for us to protect it. It is for us to tend it. That is what God gave to Adam at the beginning. He said, stay in this place. Not for anything else, but tend it and be maintaining it. And look after it. and this one thing do not do. Defend it, maintain it, and contend for it. You must fight for your place, because the enemy, the adversary, is looking for a way to remove children of God from the places where God has placed them in. And we will not allow the enemy to take our precious gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. Church, do not allow the enemy to take your precious gifts. Do not allow the enemy to take or to remove you from the place that God has elevated you to. Praise the name of the Lord. Bible tells us something in the book of Proverbs 4. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. We're going to pray soon concerning securing our places. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep it. Another version says, guard your heart above all else, and stay away. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. You know, it was because Adam could not stay away from perverse speech. That was how he was influenced. He was influenced negatively by the enemy. And that is what the enemy is trying to do. If you give the enemy access, it's coming with corruption. It's coming with contamination. He's coming to contend. He's coming to confuse. And say, did God say? And you know, one thing Bible says in the book of Esther, one wisdom that Esther used, one wisdom that she used, even when she became king, queen, she did not reveal her nationality. Her uncle had told her, don't tell anybody. Don't discuss it. It's not anybody's business where you are from, who you are. And she never discussed it. Haman didn't know. The king didn't know, because she took that advice from her uncle. Those were the secrets. And those are secrets. God gives us secrets to protect us. And he said, keep this one to yourself. Don't tell anybody the secrets that God has given unto you. Remember, that was what happened also in the story of Delilah, because she knew Samson's secrets and the place and the thing that God had said about his life. She was able to destroy that guy. God gives us some things. He says, keep it to yourself, because the place where you are, when the enemy, they get that secret, that is what they will use against you. Beloved, you need to secure your place. This morning, we're going to pray. We want to pray. Where is that place that God has placed you? Are you going to secure it? Are you going to tend it? Are you going to maintain it? Are you going to use godly counsel to stay there, to remain there, and to be promoted there? Praise the name of the Lord. Bible says, it is those that pray that prevail. This is our potent prayer Sunday. Beloved, we're going to pray. We're going to pray this morning. If you really want to secure your place in God, you want to secure the place where God has taken to you, let's stand to our feet. Let's stand up. We're going to pray. We're going to take some prayer points. It is our prayer Sunday. We're going to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to thank God for his mercies. Beloved, begin to thank God for his mercies. Begin to thank him for his goodness, his love, and his kindness. He's a good God. Bible says in the book of Lamentations 3 and verse 27, by his mercies we are not consumed. Let's just thank him. Father, we thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your awesomeness. Thank God that God has found you. He has ordained you. He has called you out of darkness. And he has placed your feet in that place where you are, in that country where you are, in that business where you are, God is the one who has placed you there, and he wants to secure you in that place. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you, O God. We want to thank you, O God. Thank God, because God tells us in Ephesians 1 and verse 21. Ephesians 1 and verse 21, he says, he has placed you far above principality, power, might, and dominion. Begin to thank God that that is where God has set you. He has set you far above. You're distant, away from powers and principalities. Thank God that that is the place. He has put you in a safe place, a place of safety. Father, we thank you that we are far and far and far above powers and principalities. We are far. In Conqueror's Chapel, Lord, we thank you because, Lord, you have elevated us far and far above principalities and powers. Lord, we thank you that we are seated with you. We are seated with you. We are seated in with you far above principalities and powers. Beloved, we are going to pray by the word of God, and we are going to reverse every evil decree that has been made against us, that has been made against our places and our position. Remember that in the book of Esther, certain decrees were made. One of the decrees that was made was that they were going to kill Esther's country people. Those, the Jews, they were going to wipe them out. But because of Esther and Mordecai, it was reversed. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to read, let me quickly read from the book of Esther, chapter 8 and verse. They're going to reverse. Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Praise the name of the Lord. Before that time, a decree had been made from Haman's influence that he exerted upon the king that they must wipe every one of them out. But here it was reversed. And instead, all the estate, everything that Haman had was given to the Jews, to Esther and to Mordecai. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, reverse every evil decree that has been made against us in Conqueror's Chapel, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Our Father, we pray, oh God, according to your word, Lord, begin to reverse every evil decree that has been made against us in this church, evil decree that has been made against our place, against our position. Father, reverse it today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that evil decrees against us be reversed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, reverse it for our good in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, reverse every evil decrees, Lord, that will take us away from you. Reverse them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that good will come. You will turn it around. You will turn it to good. That all that the enemy meant for evil, Lord, turn it to good for us in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy meant to kill us, Lord, turn it to life. Turn it to life in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn it to life. Let life come out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In the book of Esther, chapter 8 and verse 17, it says, and in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews came upon them. Praise the name of the Lord. Also in Esther 9 and verse 2, it says, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurts, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon the people. Beloved, we're going to pray and we're going to cry to Lord. We're going to cry to God that our fear will come upon all those who had meant us harm in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, let fear come upon everyone attempting to harm me in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, we stand on the word of God in Esther 8 and verse 17. Esther 8 and 9 and verse 2. Oh God, put our fear upon everyone attempting to hurt us in the place where you have placed us, in the place where you have sent us. Let our fear, let our dread be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our fear, when they see us, they become afraid in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fear of Conqueror's Chapel, let it come upon everyone that has proposed and plotted to kill us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, like you put the fear of the Jews upon all who were attempting to harm them, all who wanted to hurt them. Lord, anyone that wants to hurt us, as your children, Lord, in our places that you've put us in, Father, put our fear. Put our fear upon them. Put the fear of God upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we're going to pray again according to the word of God in Esther. Esther chapter 8 and verse 7. The one we read before. Where it talked about Haman being hanged upon the gallows that he built. Praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, we're also going to, before we pray, read Proverbs 26. I'm going to read it very quickly. Proverbs 26 and 27. You know that Haman built gallows and he wanted to hang Mordecai there. But in the end, he was the one that ended up in that place. Now, Proverbs 26 and verse 27 says to us that whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. So we're going to pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh God, every enemy that has laid a trap for us, let them fall into their own trap. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, my Father, answer us by fire. Lord, we pray by the word of God. We pray, Lord, by Proverbs 26 and verse 27, that whosoever digged a pit for us, they shall fall into it. Anyone who has dug a pit for us in Conqueror's Chapel, anyone who has dug a pit for us in the place that you have placed us, anyone who has dug a pit for us in the places where we do business, anyone who has dug a pit for us, Lord, where you have sent us to, let them fall into their own pit. Let them be hung in their own gallows in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be harmed by whatever plots that they have plotted in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, reboko sende rebobo. Let all our enemies fall into their own trap. Let them fall into their own trap. Let them be caught by their own devices in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, in Esther chapter 6, it is recorded that on that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded them to bring the book of records. Beloved, we're going to pray. Wherever it is that you have done good, and there's a record about you somewhere, and it has been forgotten, we're going to pray that God Almighty will trouble those who are holding those records, and they will search the records, and they begin to bless you with all that is due to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, trouble every king, trouble every kingdom, Lord, that needs to release resources and blessings to me right now. Begin to trouble them and release my blessings. Release the resources to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray. Everyone who is holding on, Lord, to that which you have purposed for us, that which you have decreed for us, and it is lying in any book, it is lying in any file, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray. Begin to trouble them. Let them not have sleep. Let them not have sleep until they release that which is due to us. Until they give us that which is our blessing. Until they give us that which you have ordained that we should have. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, begin to trouble them. Kings and kingdoms, begin to trouble them in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter where they are, no matter what country, no matter what authority, no matter what position, Father, begin to trouble them. Do not let them have sleep. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we're going to pray. Oh Lord, surround me with wise counselors. In the position that God has placed us. Beloved, we need to be surrounded by wise counselors. Not by foolish ones. In the mighty name of Jesus. So let's begin to pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Lord, in the place that you have put me in. Surround me with wise counselors. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. My Father, Lord, you have secured us in our places, in our position. Father, we are asking, Lord, surround us with wisdom. Wise counselors. Lord, those who seek your face, those who hear from you. Lord, like you surrounded Esther with Mordecai and with good advice, with good counselors. Lord, with good counsel. Where you have placed us, help us to secure our place by wise counsel, not foolish counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, help every one of us in Concross Chapel. Lord, we surround ourselves with wise counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we're going to pray. We will not bring disgrace to our families, our relationship. We heard of a queen who brought disgrace to her relationship and her family. We are going to pray, oh Lord, I will not bring disgrace to my family or relationship in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray, my Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, I will not bring disgrace to my families or to my relationship in the name of Jesus. As I receive wise counsel, as I accept wise counsel, Lord, as I use wise counsel, I will not bring disgrace. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we're going to pray because of the positions that we are, God has allowed us to be. We're going to pray that God, let good decrees be made because of me. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you're a child of God, let good decrees, let good testimonies be heard because of you. So let's begin to pray, my Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, let good decrees, let good laws be made because of us, because of Concross Chapel, because of the body of Christ. Let good decrees, let good laws, let us be people who influence positively in the name of Jesus. Help us to influence positively everyone who is around us, everyone that we are speaking to, everyone that we deal with. Let do good decrees, let good decrees, let changes be made. Changes be made because of us. Good changes in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you are a good God. We thank you because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you because you are mighty in our lives. Lord, we say, blessed be the Holy One. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we're going to pray that God is going to set us free so that we can attain the positions and the places where God has set us to. Isaiah 49 and verse 25, it says to us that, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. Beloved, let's begin to pray that in whatever way our dreams, in whatever way our vision, in whatever way our place, that place that we are meant to be, in whatever way it has been held captive, we're going to stand on the word of God in Isaiah 49 verse 25. Lord, set that place free. Set it free for me in the name of Jesus. So we're going to pray, oh Lord, answer me by fire. My Father, answer me by fire. Lord, I stand upon your word in Isaiah 49 and verse 25. Lord, set my dreams free. Set my vision free. The prophecies over my life, set it free. The place where you have ordained that I will be, Lord, set it free. Because your word says the captives of the mighty shall be delivered. Father, deliver. Deliver every of my dreams that have been tied down. Deliver every prophecy that has been tied down. Deliver every of my dreams that have been tied down, that has been locked up. Father, deliver in the name of Jesus. Set it free. Set it on fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ora basanda kaborobobo. Sede ke bakasanda rabababa. Lere bosondo robobobo. La sanda karabaka sende kebobo. He rabaka sende keboro. Rasanda rabababa. Kelere kebosondo robobobo. Lord, show your goodness to your people. Show your kindness to your people. Show us, oh God, that you love us. Show us, Lord, that you've ordained us for greatness. Show us, oh God, that we may show forth the glory of God in all that we do, because you have made us a people of prominence. Lord, because you have made us a peculiar people. Father, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise. We want to give you, Lord, adoration because of that which you have done. Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to thank him. Let's thank him from the depth of our hearts for that which he is doing, that which he's going to do, that which he has promised. Oh, let's just thank God for that which he has done for every one of us. That his plan for us, it will manifest in our very own eyes. The plan of God will manifest. Nothing will stop it in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will stop it. It cannot be killed in the mighty name of Jesus.